I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about animal encounters, but I want you all to pull up a chair and prepare to be wowed by Steve's overwhelming knowledge of turkeys. Because just a few minutes ago.
Don't out me like, with the turkeys.
No, one of the stories that we, like, that we were talking about is a turkey animal encounter, and like... We got to talking, and like you just started spewing forth facts about turkeys, and I'm like,
"Sorry,
well, where the hell did that come from?"
I never got to use them on Turkey Day, so I stashed them until now. I know. Well, everybody's picture of a turkey is, of course, the ones we eat, you know, at holiday stuff.
Huge, fat.
Wild turkeys are really lean. They can fly up to 50 to 60 feet.
That can't be true. I thought turkeys never could fly.
Yeah. Well, they don't go very high. It's like, you know, stay low to the ground, but they can get airborne. And they also nest in like low-lying trees and stuff, low branches.
This all happened off the air, and I found it fascinating enough that I felt like we needed it. Dude, your knowledge...
Of worthless stuff.
No, I don't think it's worthless because it makes this story more plausible for me. Because when I first saw it, I'm like, this has got to be from The Onion or some parody news site. It says, turkeys caused power outages.
Did an entire city.
And I'm like, that can't be possible.
Because they can't fly. They can't even move.
They'd have to be shimmying up a power pole to get to the transformer. It's like, just go!
They're boosting each other.
Yeah, they're just like creating a pyramid
of turkeys together.
They're like the scorpions at the end of a show. Now that got really obscure. If you've never seen the scorpions.
I'm with you.
Anyway, wild turkeys can actually fly.
Yeah.
They are flying into power lines seemingly on purpose.
What?
Well, I mean, why would they keep doing it?
Dang.
They've been responsible for four outages in the last month. Cutting off power to Medford, Oregon. Who cares?
Yeah, it's a meth capital, so
really? Yeah. Oh, our meth is gonna spoil it because of the stupid turkeys killing them. Question.
Yes.
Since you're the knowledge guy,
okay.
You know everything about turkeys.
No.
Do you need electricity to make meth? I don't know. I mean, when you're watching Breaking Bad, I mean, it's not like it has to grow.
True. You're
right.
Can
you cook it over gas or something?
You know what? You would probably know more because you watched that show than I did. Outside of just having the lights on so you could see, I'm not really sure.
Yeah. So maybe, I mean, maybe just have a backup generator and they can still.
Right.
Huh.
But in Medford, yeah, that's annoying with the turkeys.
I wonder if this animal encounter involving turkeys has slowed down. I wonder if there's a ripple effect. There's people in like Nebraska going, where the hell's all our meth?
No wonder it's so expensive.
Is it expensive? I thought meth was a cheap one.
Well, it comes and goes.
Okay. You gonna stay or go, Lil D? There's times it's like, again, just to give you a mental picture of how the studio works.
Yeah.
I'm facing Steve.
Yeah.
And Lil D is behind Steve in a booth behind us. So there's Steve can't see it, but there's times where Lil D just
exasperation.
He just has this look on his face like, how did that? I could have done any other thing. Why didn't I go to nursing school? And I'm just like,
There's still time.
There is definitely time. We'll pay for it. Next, an Arizona woman was trying to get to work, but she couldn't because the road she goes on is blocked by deer.
And we're not talking like a little three or four deer here that we don't really see.
50 to 60 deer.
Right?
That's happened to me.
50 or 60?
Maybe it wasn't 50 or 60.
I remember that story. It was a highway.
I was driving home.
They were racing you or something.
And they just all decided. They were like, I had a cool Audi at the time. And they were all like, look at those cool headlights. And they all just walked out in the middle of a road.
That's right.
At the exact, an entire herd of deer. I had to dirt the car.
What, you just got out? You just left it? You parked it?
Well, no, I just had to take it off the road because they all just like stopped. Like, if you're driving along and have you ever seen animal eyes in like when it's dark?
Yeah, it's pretty spooky.
Like, there's this weird little, I'm like, what's that green thing? And then all of a sudden they all turned their head at the same time and it was like, like all these weird little deer eyes looking at me. I'm like, what the what?
Dude, that's a lot of deer.
It's scary.
Yeah.
But I live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And
Foreclosedville. So, yeah.
I do live
it's
in.
Where the deer lives.
Yes, that's where the deer live.
Short sale
it's all
homes.
Empty lots next to me. And the power keeps going out, so I can't even cook my meth. Stupid deer and turkeys. Then there was a family on a camping trip that had a close call with a family of grizzly bears.
Yeah, now this one.
Here's what I don't understand. So they're like videotaping it. Like, my thing is, if I see a grizzly bear, my first instinct isn't, hey, let's film it. My first instinct is, how do I smell less like meat?
There you go.
And how do I leave?
Hey, thank you. What's my exit strategy?
Yes. Do I back slowly? Do I make myself big?
Bigger.
I'm trying to recall all the things that Steve has taught me over the years over bear stuff.
Yeah.
They filmed it and they got way too close to the bears.
It was like a whole family, right? And the family were circling around them and the circle was getting tighter.
Yeah, I guess they do that lumber walk thing.
Yeah.
And the mama bear was like, you're right. They were right on the verge of being in the kill zone.
How'd the humans get out then? Or the bears just decided to lumber off?
They finally just decided to let them go.
They're probably full, because if they were hungry, they're...
Well, and if they had gotten too close to the babies, it would have been...
There you go.
It would have been bad, bad. Because if you get in between a mama and her...
you're done. You and your phone that you're filming off this on.
That's the bear's upgrade program. You're like, all I've got's an iPhone 6. Oh, never mind. 7 Plus approaching. You idiots. You know, two more steps. There we go. We don't have time to get to all these other stories, but I mean, we'll headline a few of these, but we need to know what happened between you and an animal. We call them animal encounters. Some people had to get a sheep's head out of a traffic cone.
That's just embarrassing for everyone involved.
The sheep's okay,
guys. And then the humans go like, oh.
I got to go back to my sheep friends. And they all saw me walking around with a big one.
See?
Then a surly bighorn. Does a bighorn sound like that too?
Oh, the bighorn sheep. Yeah, they get the big on.
Apparently, it took out a glass door.
Jeez.
At Blue Sky Adventures in Glenwood Springs, Colorado.
Oh, I just wanted to partake in the adventure.
I want some adventure.
I got adrenaline. I'm
a
junkie.
The bighorn sheep. Then there's a Vermont dude who has been fined. He's been putting out plates of food.
Yeah, for bear. Good. For doing this, to track bears.
You know what I call that? Natural selection, dude.
Thank you.
Don't fine him. Just lock him outside with no more food.
Eventually, the problem will work itself out.
It will absolutely. Hey, isn't this the house with the food? Well, looks like. Then, finally, a group of lions basically ate a buffalo in the middle of a road.
In South Africa.
Yeah,
so
okay,
it's kind
still.
Of, well, yeah, I would expect that at least 10 times a day, but
you're right. It's kind of hard
to
complain about damn lions eating things in the middle of the highway.
Here in South Africa.
It's pretty much there. You're like,
yes, you're paying them rent.
People keep driving through my dining room. Different perspectives.
Exactly.
On. If we did animal encounters in South Africa, it'd be nothing but lions calling and going, oh, fresh kill buffalo. Some tool tries to drive by. Anyway, little D, you gonna hang? Nope, he's not gonna stay. Well, you can try to call with your animal encounter stories. We're not sure who's gonna answer the phone, but if you've had something weird happen with an animal, we'd love to talk to you. Sarah?
Yay.
Animal encounters. What happened to you?
Okay. So I'm from South Africa, but it's got nothing to do with lions.
Okay.
So there was this baboon. Well, our next door neighbors, we gave her two of our dogs because she was living by herself.
So she wouldn't feel lonely. Instead of just going over and visiting, you were just like, here, have some dogs.
Well, they are still ours. We used to go and visit them and that kind of stuff. But we had to leave our farm.
Okay.
So she was by herself and there was like no neighbors anywhere near her. So someone knocked on the door and she opened it and it was a baboon.
A baboon.
And it tried to attack her, and the two dogs attacked him and ripped him to parts, like pieces.
Ripped the baboon apart.
Yep.
Get out, because my money's on the baboon when it comes against dogs.
They're very strong,
aren't
they?
They can rip everything
apart.
And
they have the opposable thumb thing going on,
yes,
right?
So. And they're like 98% human anyway, so wow.
Is it a baboon or an orangutan that's 98%?
I always forget. Dang,
I think it's the orangutan
right?
That's 98%.
I always forget
But
that.
They're still close.
Yeah.
They're in the...
But still, yeah.
That's a nice stat you threw out.
Okay.
So had you guys not shared your dogs with her,
good point,
she'd have been in deep, deep trouble.
Yes, because we were left to another city, and so there were no neighbors anywhere near her.
Dang.
That is some scary. What do you think it wanted? Did it want food, or did it want some companionship?
Yeah, I think it wanted food. I think it smelled the food in the house and actually wanted to get in to try and like eat some food.
But here's my favorite part. Baboons in South Africa have learned to knock on the door. They're like, they're polite.
I know. It sounds bad, but it really did happen.
That is
awesome.
By the way, love the accent.
Yeah,
Sarah.
No, we could talk to you all day.
Sure.
Yep. We just tell us more stories.
Can you just read the weather?
Thank you for the call, Sarah.
That was awesome.
Okay, we just creeped out a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
Right. She's calling another radio station with this animal encounter. Yeah, no, I just tried to call Sager and Steve with an animal encounter, and they both got real feral on me and started attacking each other. Oh, God. How do we have this job?
Exactly.
Rachel?
Yeah.
Animal encounters.
Well, I lived back in Texas, and my cat used to go outdoors a lot. He one day brought in a little baby possum.
Oh.
Just dropped it right on my chest while I was sleeping. I woke up scared half to death, so I took it to a couple of vets, and everywhere was saying that they would put it down because it was considered a vermin, so my cat brought me my new pet possum.
Oh, you instead of letting them put it down, you adopted a possum.
I adopted a possum and kept him for 3 years.
Oh.
And then what did you do? Did you let him go or did he die?
He passed away, sadly.
But your cat, obviously, they got along then after that.
Oh, they loved each other. They slept in the same bed and everything. Like, they played in the cat trees. They were the best of friends. It was so cute.
Is the possum the one that hangs by its tail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Upside down, like it just hangs, like a tree ornament.
Like,
it's just like, look, I'm an ornament. You think they're trying? Is that their like defense mechanism? It's like, oh my god, I thought I smelled some food, but it's clearly just a Christmas tree full of furry things.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, that got weird.
That was awesome, Rachel.
Rachel. Kellen.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, animal encounters. What happened to you?
Yeah. So my grandparents owned a restaurant for about 50 years. Just, you know, it's in the mountains, so bears weren't an unexceptional encounter. However, one night my grandparents and I were closing up the restaurant that they owned, which was, you know, maybe a mile away from their house, but you could see the building. So we drive up their driveway, you know, into the house, and we're kind of rummaging around and go around the gate. My opa's about to open the door, and he notices that the screen door is absolutely shattered.
Oh, no.
So we kind of back up. We go into the front yard a little bit. You know, we're kind of looking around. We're thinking it's a burglar, obviously. My grandfather goes to open the main door, and he sees something shifting in the kitchen. And he starts to think, well, what would be in there, right? So since they own this restaurant, they bought 2 full barrels, huge quantities of apples and pears.
Oh, God.
A grizzly bear broke through their kitchen door.
It was a grizzly?
And it's just eating the bears or eating the pears?
Yeah, eating the pears, eating the apples, perfectly content in the kitchen. They had to call the sheriff. They came and they tranquilized it, dragged it out of the house.
Wow. Yeah, but now it knows where the pears are.
Yeah,
and you're not,
that is...
some scary crap.
Yeah.
Brian?
Yay.
Animal encounters, what do you got?
Oh, this was back in the day. I was a little kid going into an outhouse, and as I'm going number one, a chipmunk starts to go ballistic in there with me. I'm trapped in a small little outhouse stall with this chipmunk.
Oh, no.
I was midstream, and let's just see. I know how, like, I guess... like the walls get covered in pee, I suppose.
Oh, no.
Was it physically on you or was it just?
No, it was just skirting all around the room. And I'm sitting there like in a dim lit outhouse going, out, pretty much. And I go running out, and then the chipmunk just darts off like gun. Like, woo! And like, my heart was pounding, I tell you what.
How did it get? Was it in there before you or was there a hole in the top?
Like, I went walking in, and I was just doing my business, you know, like, midstream, and all of a sudden, it's just, boom, like,
now, a chipmunk's, like, the smaller version of a squirrel,
yeah,
right?
Little,
they're just,
yeah.
they're
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah.
But they're fast.
They are.
Yep.
Wow.
That's fun.
You know, he's probably got a pretty cool story to tell, too.
So there's this human that was
fun. They just kept peeing everywhere. Yeah, you got to come. It's an awesome thing to do. Thank you for the call, Brian. Madison?
Yay.
Animal
All
encounters.
Right, guys. So mine's a bit more Snow White than some of these other sad, scary stories.
Okay.
There were some floods in my area a couple years ago.
Okay.
And I worked down at this job, and I'm one of those crazy people that goes, hello, when a bird, like, chirps at me. And this bird talked back. It flew. It was a blue jay. It flew onto the roof and followed me around for 2 hours.
What?
It even followed me to the Walgreens because I didn't have anything to feed it. So I was like, oh, man, I should get it some sunflower seeds or something. It followed me to Walgreens, was there when I came out, and ate and cracked open sunflower seeds on my knee, on my hand. And it hung out with me for 2 hours until I had to go to work.
Just a random blue jay became your friend.
It was awesome. Yeah, because, like, he was across the parking lot, and he made a noise, and I said, hi, Blue Jay, and he flew over to the gutter.
Get
landed
out.
On the gutter, and then followed me around for 2 hours.
I think the weirdest part is that you make it a habit of saying hi to birds, but the fact that it paid off one time blows my mind.
Oh, yeah. I've been a dog groomer for 12 years. I've always been interested in animals, and I know that they're way smarter than we give them credit for. I'll always say hi to them.
That is nuts.
And at no point did a fairy godmother appear and, like, the Blue Jays helped to tie a sash around
actually,
you? Or?
The funny thing was that when he was waiting outside for me at the Walgreens, the construction workers were feeding him cherries and stuff because he was so social. And I think the reason why was because when the floods happened, he must have made friends with somebody around the area.
Okay.
But when the floods happened, I'm sure the family had to leave, and he was just hungry. So
he was probably somebody's pet then, right?
Well, I mean, not a pet, but, you know, birds are smart, and if they're just like anything else, if you feed them, they'll follow you. So it was just awesome.
And it was just
like,
waiting for any human to say hello to him?
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that is.
Great. And like I said, he sat on my knee, and I put the sunflower seeds on my knee, and he cracked the sunflower seeds open on my knee and was just chilling.
That's fun.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to start talking to birds, I guess. Thank you for the call, Madison. Angie.
Yay.
Animal encounters.
So this is a friend of mine. He was planning to go turkey hunting, and he mentioned it to a friend, and he said, well, all you really have to do is it's real quick. You grab a big stick, you hit their neck, it breaks their neck, and it's quick and it's easy. And he says, oh, well, I've been hunting all my life, but okay, I'll try. And so he went out, he sees his turkey, has his stick ready. He goes in, he hits the turkey, and needless to say, it didn't happen quick like it was supposed to. And about half an hour later, he walks out of the wooded area, finds his son. He's holding the stick in one hand, the turkey in the other hand. He's got cuts all over him. He's sweating. He doesn't have his gun anymore. And his son says, what happened to you?
Holy crap. Said, well, got my ass kicked by
a flock.
Yeah, no, by one turkey.
Jeez.
So he fought. He ended up being like a Thunderdome between him and a turkey.
Oh,
yes, exactly.
Oh my God.
But he lost his gun as well.
Well, they went back and found it, but he laid it down because he thought this was supposed to be really quick. And like I said, half an hour later, he's still going at it.
He should have clubbed his friend.
Do you think his friend was just
messing with him?
Yeah, it's like snipe hunting.
I don't know. It's possible. He now has the turkey and the stick. It was mounted for him by his family.
There's something kind of epic about knowing that you went out in the wilderness
barehanded,
took on a turkey,
dinner,
and barely won.
Right.
Oh my God. Thank you for the call. If you still want to tell more of your animal encounter stories, we'd love to see them on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.